Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I love when we come back and our boss is like, you guys got to get back in there. You got a show to do. And I'm here. And then Joe walks into the studio. Someone says something, walks immediately back out to finish and or start a new conversation with, so I don't even know. Was it with Nahegian? Was it with Sarah and Vinny?
Was it with Sarah?
Okay, there you go. Our sister station over at Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
I let her know that my wife, you know, won't listen to a word that I say on air, but we'll be doing nothing but the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show podcast.
Oh, okay. Do we need to start a secret podcast?
No.
No? I mean, you are the LeBron James of the station, so you should have a podcast separately.
I do have one coming that's actually going to be launching soon.
You and LJ?
It's just going to be me going crazy on different things. It's a place to take my rage and my happiness after sporting events immediately conclude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a Matt Nahegian production.
Oh, wow.
It's an Odyssey thing.
Wow, okay. It's an Odyssey thing. What is that like in the South Park? It's a Jersey thing.
See, I don't like to have to wait. So let's say something breaks on a Friday afternoon.
Sure.
I don't want to wait to tell you all about all my things. I'm going to tell you those things regardless.
Like,
we're just going to go live.
Like today, when Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, comes on at 12:30 with Steiny and Guru, be there, be square. You want to react to that in real time.
Absolutely. Like when I saw Deshaun Watson put out a video on the internet and it went crazy that he's healthy and he's running around and he's making throws.
You literally just stopped that Deshaun Watson put out a video on the internet and people went crazy. There's so many things I could have answered right there. Oh, he's throwing, is what you're saying.
Is he owed a lot of money?
Yeah, probably.
No, like the most ever.
Just
they can't
I'm
let
so
him get
out on,
the field on
that.
Again.
Why didn't they just cut him?
I don't get it.
You knew you were going to suck this year. Just cut him.
I don't get it. They're paying 8 quarterbacks, Cleveland.
Is it because he got hurt while training to come back and like they're not allowed to legally cut
guys,
him?
Guys, he has a $35 million cap hit this year. Oh, no, this is better.
What?
$80 million next year.
Is that the dead cap if he were to cut him?
That's just his cap. His dead cap is 167 mil
it.
This year, 131
what?
Mil next
wait,
year.
Wait.
Just eat
his
it.
His dead cap is how much?
167 million and change.
You know, the line is someone's always got it worse than you. And boy, they could not be right.
I don't think that applies to Cleveland.
It's the factory of sadness for a reason. And that's actually what Philadelphia sports is
Miles
right now.
Miles Garrett was like, sign me up for more years of this.
He's chilling, dude. He's making so much money. He's a god there. He can do no wrong. He's having a good season. And by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We are all locked in, folks, on this massive game Sunday in Tampa Bay. Mac Jones is going to start. How is he going to throw the ball? I don't know. He didn't throw the ball practice yesterday. Adrian Martinez, the backup this Sunday, took all the reps. I don't know. He seems confident in it. This is what Mac had to say to the media yesterday, and he sounded pretty confident.
I mean, the game's not today, right? So I don't really do like the theoretical questions, but definitely feel like I have a good plan in place, and the game's on Sunday, and we'll see how I feel when we get there.
In fact, he laughed about it, which I think he's fine. I think so. Now, fine getting into the game once he gets hit or gets sacked once, then how's it going to look? That's going to be the question. And by the way, Mac, please eat all the bananas, Gatorade. Can you stay hydrated in Tampa, please? I do not need to see the camera panning to your face and you're drenched in sweat and you're having cramps everywhere. Stay hydrated, for the love of God.
Do you need them to win this game for you to crown them a contender, even with all the injuries?
Do I need them to win this game in order
to label them a contender?
Yes. If they win this game, they would have beaten your division rival, Los Angeles Rams, with a backup quarterback last week in their home turf at SoFi Stadium, fly cross-country, primetime game, nationally televised game, 125, Jim Nance, Tony Romo on the call, CBS, be locked in. You win that game against who everyone's saying is the MVP frontrunner at quarterback in Baker Mayfield, in a Tampa team that has been to the playoffs the last 2 years and has been knocking on the door now. And I get it. They won a Super Bowl, and it was with Tom Brady, but this team has won a Super Bowl. Like, yeah, you do that, Joe, you're for real. Even with the backup quarterback. You do that. You win this game this Sunday.
Even with all their injuries.
You are up in the upper echelon. You guys see what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing right now? They're 4-2, granted. And it was a divisional game, and divisional games are different. Thursday night game, like we were talking about last week, with the Rams and Niners, and they lost to the Giants yesterday. They got problems, man.
Well, you know,
they got major problems.
If we're going on 1 week samples, I mean, Mac's looking better at quarterback right now than Jalen Hurts.
He is. Well, Jalen Hurts,
1 week samples.
Devontae Smith fantasy owners just crying everywhere after that missed broken play.
How about AJ Brown, wide open in the red zone, and he threw a pick six or whatever that was, a pick going back the other way for like 70 yards.
It's not good in Philadelphia, Joe. I'm not burying them yet. I'm just saying the vibes right now could not be polar opposite when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles compared to the San Francisco 49ers. And I'd argue the Niners have way more problems going on.
Oh, they do.
Way more.
But the Eagles' offensive line is a mess.
Yes. Is the Niners' offensive line a mess?
Yeah, but this is why I'm so impressed with Mac.
Yes.
He's found a way to make the offense work.
Yes. Right now, if I were to handicap the NFC, just heading into this weekend, the Eagles just taking that big fat loss. I got the Lions.
Okay.
I got the Bucks. And now I got the Niners right there.
So let me just ask you this one. If Mac Jones and the Niners can find a way to win this game.
Yes.
That's back-to-back huge wins. When was the last time this team had back-to-back huge wins?
I mean, we're going back to the playoffs a couple years ago. Like, literally. Because last year, they didn't have any back-to-back wins, you told me.
Shanahan's got to be. And if they win this weekend, he is the front-runner, clear-cut. I mean, we're talking miles out in front of everybody else for Coach of the Year.
Joe, right now, I'm voting for Kyle Shanahan for Coach of the Year, and I'm voting Christian McCaffrey for Comeback Player of the Year. That's the story right now in San Francisco. And Mac Jones, obviously, is the biggest because he's the quarterback. But it's Christian McCaffrey being the Comeback Player of the Year, a guy who was dealing with bilateral Achilles tendonitis last year, who we thought his career might be over heading into this season. We didn't know. We just didn't. And then you had the calf news right before week one. It's like, oh my God, not again. They haven't even been able to run the ball. They can't even run it. They're a run first team. And yet, he is sixth in receiving yards and second in total receptions. Only to Puka Nacua. That's insane. Insane. We are not talking enough about what Christian McCaffrey has been able to do this season. And you know what? I give Kyle Shanahan a lot of credit, as you're doing right now. He has pivoted when he knows it's not going well in the running game.
No.
You know what? I'm not going to be stubborn. I got to throw the ball. I'm going to lead into the skill set of my backup quarterback. Quick read, reaction, quick release. He has arm strength. Let's just slice and dice these defenses. And that's what Mac Jones did in the second half last week. And I expect more of that heading into this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So the thing for me that I've been most impressed with Mac Jones is the fact that he's taken only 5 sacks. I think that, given how limited he is in terms of mobility, how porous I feel like the offensive line is, just by my interpretation, the fact he's only taken 5 sacks, that's huge for me because it's kept this team on schedule.
What's at stake for the 49ers in this win, or this week, I should say? What is at stake for the San Francisco 49ers this Sunday in Tampa Bay? I tell you, and I told you, Joe, for me, it's you put the league on notice that you are one of the NFC contenders. For me,
I think it's can you prove that you can guard wide receiver who's cooking right now? You know, the Jackson Smith and Jigba game, he was cooking. He was their only option. He had a drop. There was a bad throw by Darnold. They ended up winning that game because they knocked the ball out of Darnold's hands by pushing the guy into him. Bosa did. It could have easily gone the other way. And I'm talking about the defense. We're going to the defense right now. They really struggled to guard one guy. One guy. Now, in the last game against the Rams, they struggled to guard everybody. It felt like Puka, Devontae, Tutu Atwell. Can this secondary, even though I thought Renardo Green took a step forward, can this secondary slow down this one guy? No Mike Evans. Godwin's questionable. Like, can they slow him down?
I mean, that's all you need to do, right?
You'd feel. And then they have Tez Johnson, too. I don't want to sleep on him.
I'm very curious to see how this defensive line does, Joe, as you go to the secondary. Can they make Baker uncomfortable? That's what they need to be able to do. Because in that second half, I think we could all see it if you're a Niner fan or just a casual observer. Matt Stafford was way too comfortable.
Here's the thing with Baker through the first, whatever it is, 5 weeks or whatever. He's got 4 game-winning drives and 4 fourth-quarter comebacks.
No.
So he's been able to get beat up throughout the entirety of the first 3 quarters of every game, and then, boom, he finds a way in the final quarter to outlast you and march the ball down the field. So, to me, finishing games is important for the Niners, and I think the scary part about the Rams game was, like, Bryce Huff looked gassed. Mykel Williams looked gassed. Their linebackers looked gassed. Like, I know they finished strong, and that was great, but that could have easily been an L, and we were having a totally different discussion about how they squandered a double-digit lead.
What's at stake for the 49ers this Sunday? If they win, how are you viewing this team, Niner fans? Conversely, you know, if they lose, and how does it look, is going to be an interesting conversation. Because I think a lot of us are talking about, well, if they win and Mac looks good, you can't go back to him. Well, conversely, if they don't look good this Sunday and they lose, and then, you know, Mac Jones has a poor performance, which, again, totally within the realm of possibility. He's been playing exceptional, Joe. He's allowed to have a bad day or a bad game. People do. It's not crazy. And if that happens, are you automatically pivoting back to Brock Purdy? Oh, can Brock come back? Can he save us? And then are you rushing him back? Is he not healthy enough? That's when it starts to get even a little bit more interesting, right?
When was the last time the 49ers had a guy leading the league in yards per game as a passer?
Oh, as a passer? Is Mac Jones doing that?
He's 301.7, number one in the NFL. 300 a game is Matt Stafford, number two in the NFL. Dak Prescott at 271 is 3.
When's the last time the Niners had a quarterback that did that? It definitely wasn't. What?
I'm going to say Garcia.
Brock didn't do it last year, although he did throw more, but he definitely
not
didn't
yards per game.
Not yards per game. Kaepernick, no.
Joe Montana averaged like 218 or 220 for his career yards per game.
You go Jeff Garcia. What about Steve Young?
I'm gonna go Garcia because they threw a lot. That team threw a ton.
Okay,
that's what I'm gonna go with.
That speaks to.
First I'm gonna look it up.
It speaks first and foremost that they can't run the ball, so they're throwing it that much. Because in a Kyle Shanahan offense, you would never get that. Although,
no.
Can look up what Matt Ryan's passing stats were in his MVP season.
Okay,
because that might have been the year because it felt like he was just slicing and dicing everyone. In that pass, I mean, you got Julio Jones, you got Mohamed Sanu. That offense was so sick. Oh, my God. But again, it was a Shanahan offense, so they probably ran it a bunch, too. Obviously, Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, amongst others. 888-957-9570. And speaking of that passing game, a big part of that passing game has been the connection to Kendrick Bourne. Of all people, the Bourne identity is back, baby. The Bourne supremacy, Bourne in an ultimatum. Doesn't matter. That's Kendrick Bourne. What does that mean? Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne. No, Jesus Christ, that's Kendrick Bourne, baby. He has been unbelievable. Now, can he replicate what he did? What version of Juwan Jennings are you going to get this week? I'm not sure. This is what Greg Cosell had to say earlier in the week, though, in regards to Kendrick Bourne, a guy lot of Niner fans were sleeping on. You're going to give me the stat on the other side about the last Niners passer?
No, I'm going to give you the Matt Ryan numbers.
The Matt Ryan numbers for his MVP season with Kyle Shanahan as OC after Greg Cosell talks about Kendrick Bourne's big game.
I think he happened to be the beneficiary of just a really, really well-schemed pass game. He had a 16-yarder in the second quarter on 2nd and 9. It's a high-low concept. They run a high-low concept no matter who the receivers are. He happened to run the high route in the high-low concept, and it was precise timing and ball placement by Jones. You know, there was another high-low concept where he ran the intermediate out cut, and Jones threw a really good ball. It was 19 yards on the first third-quarter possession. I mean, he's always run good routes. He's always been that guy who understands how to run routes, but there are a lot of plays where the concept, Bourne was the guy within the concept, and I'm not saying anybody could have done it. I don't want to say it that way because that makes it seem like Bourne, like I could have been out there, which is obviously not the case. But he was the guy that they ended up focusing on in a lot of the concepts where he was the primary.
And that was Greg Cosell, obviously, with his weekly hit on with Willard and Dibbs. You can find that on the YouTube channel or the free Odyssey app. All right, give me the stat, because I asked for Matt Ryan's as we're talking about Mac Jones right now currently.
Who do you think was number one in the league in 2016 for yards per game as a passer?
Because right now Mac Jones is currently leading yards per game as a passer. 2016, who was leading that season?
37 years old.
Tom Brady.
No, he's number four on this list. Number
Drew Brees.
326 a game.
Yeah. That offense was still
number two. Matt Ryan, almost 309 a game.
Okay, so he was up there. He was MVP that year, so it was an incredible season. Who was number three?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk, Captain Kirk. Baby.
I know. I have to laugh when I see that.
So that's
most yards per game for a full season for the 49ers in their history was Steve Young in 1995, 291 a game.
Wow, MVP that year?
Not that year.
That was Super Bowl year.
No, they lost to the Green Bay Packers in the first round. Their running back fumbled 94. The ball. And it's not
good. I always get confused when we do the 94, 90, because the season starts and then it ends in a Super Bowl year. I always get confused there. By the way, we've got Tom Krasnicki coming up in about 12 minutes. Well, who is Tom Krasnicki? I'll tell you who he is. Afternoon Drive host for WDAE in Tampa. 21 years he's been covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 21 years. This guy knows the Bucs better than anyone else, all right? He's going to give us the lay of the land of this team and how they're viewing the Niners heading into this week, because you best believe Tampa Bay and that team and Baker, with the swagger he's playing, talking all the smack in front of the fans before and after it, like, they're feeling themselves right now, and they should. They are a fun, fun team, and I agree with you. I don't think they're sleeping on the 49ers. You don't sleep on anyone in this league, especially right now. But they definitely view themselves as one of the top teams in the NFC.
Not a doubt in my mind.
And I think 49er fans are going to start viewing the 49ers this way if they beat the Bucs this Sunday in Tampa. I genuinely believe that. And I think you should, even with all the injuries. Like, why not the 49ers? Why not? Win this week? I mean, you got the Falcons, you got the Texans, you got the Giants, who look rejuvenated, so I'm not sleeping. All of a sudden, that Giants game where, all of a sudden, the Giants team that we all said, scheduled. Well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flynn, Jackson Dart looks pretty freaking good. Scottaboo?
Without Malik Nabers.
Without Malik Nabers.
Are we sure they're trading Kayvon Thibodeau?
I don't think so. Brian Burns had 2 sacks yesterday.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking good.
John Lynch did make it seem, he's been on multiple podcasts over the last couple of days. He did make it seem like
John
they're going to.
John Lynch on our show. Come on, dude.
They're working on a trade somewhere, and it does feel like, look, throw Hendrickson out, but if Bradley Chubb. Maybe it's Kayvon Thibodeau. I doubt that the New York Giants are doing that currently, but it sounds like they want someone who's under team control for this year and next year, which is the smart move.
Can I give you a name that's not sexy, and Niner fans might roll their eyes at me, and you might too, and he's a little older, but he always makes big plays come like playoff time and clutch performances, and he is under team control.
Give it to me.
Actually, he's not. This would be a rental, but it might not cost you much. How about that?
Okay.
Kyle Van Noy. With the Baltimore Ravens. I know. He's an older player.
No, it's actually
but,
it's an interesting
but
one.
But he makes plays, dude. Old. He's won Super Bowls.
So old.
I
How
know.
Old is he? But how old is he?
He's 34. He's 34.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You know what? He'd be the youngest Warrior starter.
Oh, my God. He'd fit in?
How funny is that?
But Kyle Van Noy is a guy I'm looking at because the Ravens might be cheeks the rest of the season. You don't know what's going on with Cooper Rush, with Lamar Jackson. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. That's a name that it might not cost a lot. So
look, I'm longing for Charles Omenihu to come back, for crying out loud. And that's not a name that's going to ring bells in most people's heads, but like, they just need depth badly. They need strong, stout defensive linemen who can, you know, get after the quarterback.
It's a guy that's smart. He's played a long time.
We love to do that with the Patriots. He's smart.
But he is. He's
really smart.
He is.
Really smart.
You don't think he is?
No, of course he is.
He is. He's got to be a smart guy. He's a smart guy. What are you looking at? What do you want to ask Tom Krasnick-Ulyav on?
What has happened to this Tampa Bay defense?
It's not very good.
It just felt like to me that Sam Darnold was making unbelievable throws all over the field. And I thought highly of Todd Bowles. I still think highly of Todd Bowles as a defensive mind. But their defense, it looks old.
I mean, Joe, the last time the Niners saw him, last couple times the Niners seen him, like, they've had their way with him.
I know.
Like, Todd Bowles, like, Shanahan's had his number over Todd Bowles.
And what is the soft spot on that defense? Is it the linebackers that I'm identifying that I want to see them expose? I want to see those linebackers cover crossers, cover in space, cover out in the flat with Christian McCaffrey. I think this could be a huge juice, Tonjes, Christian McCaffrey game.
Well, they got guys that like name recognition for sure still on that defense. Like Levante David.
Yeah, but he's so old.
That's what I'm saying. Hassan Reddick. Yeah, by the way, Hassan Reddick's on the Bucks. I don't know how many of you would have guessed that.
I didn't know that.
Exactly. Yeah, see? I don't think Hassan Reddick knows he's in Tampa. Remember the who was this year or last year? Remember Randy Gregory? Didn't like someone like pick him up and like he just like didn't report? It might have been last year. He just like that ghosted the entire team. Exactly, Niner legend Randy Gregory. The guy that you always have to worry about, though, on that defensive front that could be a big disruptor.
Niner legend.
Yeah, I know.
Randy Gregory. I'm not letting you get away with that.
I do. Just poke a little fun. Vita Vea. Like, that's the guy who could take over games in the run, in the pass. He is a monster. So if I'm Connor Colby, if I'm, you know, Spencer Burford, if I'm whoever on that defensive line, that's the guy I'm trying to stop. And good luck anyone else, because there's a lot of names I don't recognize. They have a guy named Yaya Diaby. Yaya?
The only Yaya I recognize is Sandlot.
Thank you. Yeah.
I do know the Yaya, though. Relax. And I got the Yaya.
Relax.
It's the Yaya.
Relax over there.
I just watched that last night. It was on Netflix. So as I was going to bed, I watched Scarface after the... I had like basically halfway through it. Scarface is, I don't care what anyone says, all-time movie. I know it's bad. I know it's over the top. I know it's ridiculous. It's all time.
It is White Mike's favorite, for sure. What about Black Robs? I don't know about Black Robs.
No, me and my boy Bilotto. See, you guys don't remember the VHS days.
Yeah,
the real E-Dog. Eric Bilotto's out there somewhere. But
wow, you didn't take that, Evan Giddings? Dude, I bestowed E-Dog Evan Giddings, that nickname here.
Evan Giddings wasn't even alive when E-Dog was named the original E-Dog. But he had VHS.
So he's the old dog now.
He had VHS tape 2.
Oh.
Because Scarface was 2 VHSs.
Yeah,
it was
long,
so long
yeah.
that you had 2 VHSs, and we would watch tape 2. And tape 2 starts with him counting money, where it gets, you know, I'm reading you the rights. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. He's washing money,
yes.
And they're counting money, and they're arguing over how much money.
Joe,
there's a camera in the clock.
God, yes, we've all seen it. You're not the only one that's seen Scarface.
It's a great movie.
Yes, it is. I finished up and caught up on Love is Blind, the recent season, yesterday on Netflix. This season is unhinged in Denver, Colorado. I got to tell you, this guy, his name is Joe, too. Whatever Joe is on through some of these scenes, I want some of it. I'll just leave it at that.
All right, you know what?
What?
You're all a bunch of, you know why? Because you don't have the guts to be what you want to be.
Okay, stop. And now he's doing, he's doing a fake Cuban accent over here.
I don't got
Joe
that
Pacino
problem.
Over here?
Yeah. Al Pacino.
I always tell the truth. Even when I lie.
The kickoff show.
Your womb is so polluted, I can't even have a baby with you.
I don't know if we're allowed to do accents like that. We might get canceled.
What are you talking about?
This Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. Yeah, he's Italian playing a Cuban. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush Girl is going to be there for meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs. Take baby LJ down there. I'll have a good time. Bring the pumpkin. The next home game is Sunday. Sunday, that is October 19th, and Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock. You can sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium if you're going to go to the game. First come, first serve. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now. All right.
Is that all there is to life? Eating, drinking, sniffing, blanking.
Yeah, we'll ask Tom.
Say goodnight to the bad guy. So last time you're going to see a bad guy like this.
You feel better?
Get out the way. It's a bad guy coming through.
You feel better?
Dude, I got so many lines from that movie.
Do that one for Tom Krasnicki coming up here in a second. That same accent. I want you to.
He is the leader of a Bolivian drug overlord.
Afternoon drive.
His empire stretches across the Andes.
This is a certified hood classic.
Let's take us to break.
Good morning, guys. You know how I would compare it to when you wake up every morning, just have somebody kick you in the groin, like every morning for the rest of your life. And that's what it's like. So you get to a point where you're kind of over it. And you're like, you know what? I'm getting too old for this. There have been so many scars left over the years. So I'm done with it, man.
Is this the best game of the weekend for you, Tom? If you're just looking at the landscape of everything, I know Sunday night's Lions Chiefs. But, like, this is the game I'm circling between 49ers, Bucks, as you see the Eagles lose yesterday. Like, this is a massive one.
Agree. Look, I think these two teams mirror each other in a lot of ways. I think both teams are well coached. Both teams are 4-1. Both teams had to overcome injuries to get to where they are. So, I think it is a fascinating matchup on Sunday. And the fact that the game was moved back 4:25 Eastern. I think kind of benefits the Niners maybe a little bit. As you guys know, West Coast teams that come East Coast and play at 1 o'clock Eastern, it doesn't necessarily go well. You saw what happened to the Chargers a couple of weeks ago when they visited the Giants, and that didn't go well for them.
So, I mean, this game is huge for the Niners for a variety of reasons, and I think it's more another litmus test type game because the Rams were that. I mean, this is a team that the Niner fans, they think is a legitimate team with a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame coach in McVay and Stafford. And so to do it against your divisional opponent is one thing on short rest. To go across the country and do it against a potential MVP candidate in Baker Mayfield and a very good Bucs team, even though they're banged up, this feels like a huge game for the Niners. How big is it for the Bucs fans? Are they viewing the Niners as one of those contender-type teams?
I think they are, and you have to. I think the win over the Rams last Thursday night, guys, got everyone's attention, especially around here, with all the injuries, to be able to go on the road and beat McVay and Matthew Stafford and company. That was a gutsy win by the 49ers. You got Mac Jones dragging his leg all over the field, making plays with his arm, making plays with his legs when he could at the time. So it just goes to show that good coaching will go a long way, and I have the utmost respect for Kyle Shanahan, who was here in Tampa Bay briefly years ago when he started his coaching career.
Who would you rather be under center for the Niners in terms of, you know, who's the easier opponent to play? Is it Brock Purdy or Mac Jones in your estimation?
That's a great question. And we were talking about this on the show the other day. Actually, with all due respect, I would rather face Brock Purdy. I think Mac Jones has got a really good grasp of what the Niners are doing offensively. Brock Purdy might be limited physically in some of the things that he can do. Mac Jones just, for some reason, has the it factor. And again, kudos to Kyle Shanahan for getting him ready to play. He understands what he's supposed to be doing offensively. And right now, he's playing winning football.
Talking to Tom Krasnicki here, Afternoon Drive host for WDAE in Tampa. Guy knows all things Buccaneers as Niners taking on the Bucs this Sunday.
I mean, that was, I'm still floored by what he just said.
The it factor is interesting because obviously we've been talking about the last few weeks, you know, that draft with Trey Lance. They were enamored with Mac Jones at the time. You know, I'm the conspiracy theorist here at the station. I feel like Shanahan always wanted Mac Jones, and then something happened. They ended up taking Trey Lance. Whatever. Mac is the quarterback now. And I do want to talk about the quarterback matchup here because Baker Mayfield is a guy that I've always loved. Ever since he was coming out of college, you know, I thought the Browns were just a bad organization, and bad organizations do bad things, and they give Deshaun Watson all that money, and then he you know, goes to the Carolina Panthers, a cup of coffee with the Rams, and now kind of this redemption arc for Baker. Like, do you view him as a legit MVP candidate this season, Tom?
I do, guys, and I mentioned that on a postgame. I do pre- and postgame on Buccaneer game days, and right after the game on Sunday, I said Baker Mayfield is the MVP of the league through 5 weeks because of what he's been able to do throughout injuries. Guys, the Buccaneers' offensive line was decimated. There were moving guys around the first couple of weeks until Tristan Wirfs was ready for the Eagles game. You know, Mike Evans gets hurt. Bucky Irvin gets hurt. Injuries on the defensive side. The secondary's got some issues, too. Through it all, though, it's Baker, the calming influence, the poise, the confidence, the leadership. He brings all that to the table. And really, from the moment he walked in through the door a couple of years ago, he really was embraced by the coaching staff, the players, the fans, this entire area. And he's been incredible ever since he got here a couple of years ago.
So who's going to play on the Bucs side this weekend? I mean, I have fantasy implications with Godwin. but like, who's going to be out there? Because you referenced Bucky Irvin and Mike Evans. You know, how is this offense different based on who's going to be there?
Well, Mike Evans is not going to play again. He's got the hamstring problem, and it's going to be at least another week. Bucky Irving's not going to play. The Bucs have a Monday night game next week. He might be available for that game. But, guys, from the moment he was drafted, Emeka Ebuka has been a stud. And I remember I had him on the show the very next day after he was drafted. I was blown away by the guy. He's mature, the all-time leader in the history of Ohio State in terms of catches. From the moment he came here, the guy has been a quick learner. You don't have to tell him anything twice. He runs every route in the route book. He blocks. He gets down the field. He has a great understanding of coverages and what teams are trying to do to him. And if you watch Baker Mayfield and Emeka Ebuka, It's almost as if these guys have been working together for 5 years. So he's a stud. He should be number one. I tried to draft him like on every fantasy league that I can get because I was so sure that he was going to make an impact. Now, through five games, I didn't think it was going to look quite like this. He looks like one of the best receivers in the league through 5 weeks of the NFL season, but the guy's an absolute stud.
Tom, what would you say is the weakest link on this team? It could be, you could choose offensively, defensively. Hell, you can go special teams, which hasn't exactly been a bright spot around the league. All these blocked field goals. I know that happened with the Jets game a couple weeks ago with Tampa. So what would you say is the weakest link, though, with this Bucs squad?
Guys, it's really interesting that the Bucs are 4-1 because special teams, you just alluded to it, that was a problem for the Buccaneers for a couple weeks. It continues to be a problem. Chase McLaughlin missed three kicks in the first 2 weeks. Ever since then, he's been phenomenal. But blocking for punts, he had a punt blocked in the Eagles game, and that's what really set the tone and lost the Buccaneers that game. They fell behind 24-3, and they couldn't recover. And then last week, it was the defense. You know, Sam Darnold wasn't even touched by the Buccaneers' defense. Seattle scored touchdowns on five straight possessions. So defensively, it's a problem. Getting pressure on the quarterback is a problem. Hassan Reddick, they brought him in on a one-year deal. They're paying him $14 million, and he's been okay, not great. Yaya Diaby's on the other side. I mean, he's getting pressures, but he's not getting the quarterback down. So the pass rush, the defense, that was a big problem last week.
Chase McLaughlin, who you referenced, was a 49er in 2019. And we went to overtime. We were 8-0 against the Seahawks. And I'm sitting in the end zone and he's kicking toward us. And he had hit one right before regulation. And then in overtime, I swear to God, it was the worst kick I've ever seen in my entire life.
So bad.
Shank doesn't even begin to describe it. But we know about Shanks, and you guys saw it firsthand last year when Jake Moody went down there and then, you know, shanked a bunch of kicks, and our guy Debo, you know, judo chopped the long snapper. So I guess we were made for each other, you know, two terrible special team teams, you know, going up against each other this weekend.
Well, I got to tell you, though, Chase McLaughlin made one of the best kicks I've ever seen in my life 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia. Right before the half, guys,
wow.
65 yards, outdoors, on grass, and he absolutely drilled it. And he drilled a 58-yarder later on in the game, which looked like a chip shot, but he's been fantastic. He's made money kicks right at the very end. As you guys know, the Buccaneers have won four games, all four in the last minute, and he's been a big part of it.
So I guess my question is, why has it been so bad defensively? Todd Bowles, I think of highly, you know, and I know that the personnel you've kind of alluded to, injuries and just underperformance across the board. What has been the elixir for helping them win these games at the end in the fourth quarter? Four fourth quarter comebacks for Baker Mayfield. How do you equate that?
Well, Baker obviously is a big reason why. I mean, his poise, his accuracy, and his calmness. The guy doesn't flinch, guys, in big game scenarios, especially in the final minute. He's a calming influence in the huddle. And defensively, Todd Bowles pulled the blitz package out of his hat right there at the very end against Sam Darnold, where he overloaded the left side. Antoine Winfield Jr. is one of the best blitzing defensive backs that I've seen in quite a long time. He comes in free, and he makes Sam Darnold throw the ball maybe a little sooner than he wanted to. And sure enough, it goes off the helmet of a Buccaneers defensive lineman, Logan Hall, and Lavonte David's right there, right place at the right time. They came up with a big play when they needed it because prior to that, they were getting shredded. So Todd Bowles is blitzing at a top-five rate. He didn't want to do that. He told me that before the season. I'd like to be able to rush for and play coverage on the back end. Well, that's not working. So Todd Bowles has been blitzing at a top-five rate, and Mac Jones can expect to see a lot of that on Sunday.
Talking with Tom Krasnicki here, afternoon drive host for WDAE in Tampa. I'm actually going to be on a show a little bit later today, Joe.
Oh, nice.
Did you know that? Yeah, about 12:30. So
I'll be at the pumpkin patch.
I'll be at the pumpkin patch.
There
you go. I'll be in dad mode for sure. But, Tom, I wanted to ask you kind of like a hashtag random question. What do you make of Tom Brady calling the Bucs games? I've seen a lot of this on social that it seems like whenever Tom talks about Baker and him being the quarterback of that team, he's a little harder maybe than he is on other quarterbacks around the league. Did you get that sense at all? Then obviously Tom had like the message to Baker this last week. He's like, I see you, Baker, talking that bleep. You know, you play like that. You can talk like that, whatever you want. Like, what do you make of that relationship? Is it kind of strange to you?
I don't know, guys, because a couple of years ago, Baker was talking about different ways of leading. And I think Tom did it a different way. When Tom came here, it was the year right after Bruce Arians took over. Like, Bruce Arians came here in 2019, and the Bucs were just a losing team, no accountability. Bruce Arians helped change that culture when he came here in 2019. He held guys accountable. He's calling guys out during our media sessions who were like, okay, we haven't seen this in quite a long time. So that was absolutely necessary for what the Buccaneers had been doing on the field and off the field. So Bruce Arians helped change it. And then Tom came here in 2020, and he took it to another level. Guys gravitated towards him. He taught guys like Mike Evans and Levante David how to prepare yourselves mentally as well as physically. So he was very intense. He led in a different way. Baker's leading it. Look, there's more than one way to do it, right? Baker's doing it in a different way because he's like one of the guys, just like Tom. But, you know, he's one of the guys who just kind of walks in and, you know, he's very friendly with everybody and he's very outgoing. And he definitely has that chip on his shoulder. I'm sure you guys saw that video last week before the game in Seattle. You know, these Seahawks fans are giving him crap, and they have no idea who they're dealing with because Baker Mayfield eats it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then he comes back for seconds, and he comes back for thirds. He thrives off that sort of thing. So that's just the way the Baker is. He's a little different than Tom in that manner, but I don't sense any, like, animosity or anything like that between Tom and Baker. I just think that they're different and they go about their leadership in different ways, I think.
You referenced last week, I think everybody, like nationally at least, we love the creamsicle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, the throwback jerseys, even though you were wearing the all-whites.
Both teams, to be honest.
Yeah. But, you know, I know, like, when my Golden State Warriors wear the We Believe era jerseys, for me, because I lived through it, I'm like, yeah, that represents loserdom. Like, I hate those uniforms because they represented when we were at our lowest for so long. How do the fans of the Bucks, not the whole country, because the whole country loves them, how do actual Bucks fans view those uniforms? Because I think they're sweet as hell.
I love them, guys. I do. I wish the Buccaneers would go back to them full time, but there's a section of Buccaneer fans that have been rooting for this team ever since their inception. They viewed those uniforms in the same vein as losing, you know, 26 games in a row when they first came into the NFL is a franchise, so a lot of fans view it that way. But I'm trying to tell them each and every day, guys, it's not the uniforms. It's the guys that were in the uniforms at the time. I mean, these uniforms look sweet as hell. I love them. I wish the Buccaneers would go to them full time. I don't ever think that's going to happen. But I think watching those two teams, I love the Seahawks uniforms too, the 76 uniforms, the throwbacks. Those are sharp looking as well. That was really fun to watch.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate the time this morning, man.
Great
good stuff. And good luck this Sunday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Joe, I will talk to you later. And I'm looking forward to being in your neck of the woods for Super Bowl week. I think that's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Look at that. Wow, you might have to play the Niners to get through that. And your boy, Mac Jones, who you said has an it factor. You got people fired up on our text line. We're going to get into it, man. Good stuff.
Well, but before you guys go, I mean, how are Niners fans feeling about Purdy versus Mac?
Well,
it's a war zone.
It's you just say quarterback controversy in San Francisco goes insane, Tom. We've had it with Kaepernick and Alex Smith. You had Brock Purdy. You had Jimmy Garoppolo. You had Trey Lance. Obviously, most famously, Steve Young, Joe Montana. So we can't help ourselves out here.
Hey, listen, it's enjoyable. It makes your job a hell of a lot more entertaining, right?
Well, we're just going to lean into it as long as we can. And Mac Jones is going to have 4 touchdowns on Sunday. So we're going to come in Monday after a win and break it all down.
I don't doubt the 4 touchdowns part if you watch the Bucks from last week. We'll see.
There you go. Hey, Tom, good stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure.
There he goes. That's Tom Krasnicki, afternoon drive host for WDAE in Tampa. Great vibe around Tom. I want to hang out with that guy. And I'm going to be in about 4 hours.
So I want you to just allow me a minute here. August 31st, 1997. I know, some of you probably weren't even born, and I hate you all.
We were 4 years old, I think, all 3 of us. Outside of you.
I'll never forget.
You were
at
30, right, at that time?
I was in high school. I was at the Russian River Cabin. Labor Day was the next day. Week 1 of the NFL season in 97 was Labor Day weekend. So we were up the Russian River as a family. The Niners played the Bucks, and it was hot as heck up the river, and I was watching on the little tiny, tiny, tiny tube TV up the river, and the Bucks had unveiled their new jerseys, the pewter, whatever color it is, and the Niners faced the Bucks, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but everyone got hurt. Jerry got hurt. Steve got hurt. Jeff Brom had to come into that game.
Mick who?
Exactly. Jeff Brom.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
I have no response to that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. And it just ended all, like 2 things happened. A, it was like, whoa, we got to take the Bucks serious. B, damn, the Niners are like banged up like crazy. And everyone got hurt. They lost 13-6.
Tony Dungy's Bucks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at that, who we just had on a couple days ago.
Do you know who the quarterback was for the Bucks?
Ooh. Not Trent Dilfer?
Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
Trent Dilfer.
Go. Let's go.
And they had two of my faves, Warrick Dunn and Mike Allstott.
Oh,
yeah. They were a force, but it was their defense that really came on. Simeon Rice, you, I'm not going down this road, but as you were talking about, like, you know, this guy's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Like, Simeon Rice was a guy Oh my God, he was so talented.
The whole team, like
Cardinals and the Bucks, I mean, he was so talented.
And then obviously you got Sapp, you got Derek Brooks, that whole team.
I mean, you know, but those guys played like a decade at excellent.
Exactly.
Simeon Rice is a name that I don't know if people remember now, but like in real time was like, wow, this guy. Him and Javon Kearse at one point were like two of the feared young up and coming defensive ends.
I loved Javon Kearse as a kid when he was an Eagle.
He's so sick.
They call him the freak.
But I remember watching that Bucks team, and they came trotting out. This is pre-internet. It's like, what? What are these silver helmets and these pants? And it was, And so when they wore those uniforms that they wore last week, I don't know. I got all warm and fuzzy when I saw them because it reminded me of collecting cards, the old NFL Pro Set cards, where I have all these Steve Young. Buck cards and just different guys over the years. And, yeah, I don't know where I land on it. Like, I love the creamsicles. I don't hate their pewter ones that they have now.
No, they're unique.
Yeah,
I would
I like
say
them.
That. And they got it like more of a bright red now. They've had to do some like alterations. I don't think we ever got to see Tom Brady in the creamsicles, and that's what people are always upset about.
We didn't see a throwback to that.
No, never got to see Tom. Well, because everyone thought Tom looked like the pirate on the helmet, the Buccaneer.
Yeah.
He thought he looked like that. It was like the pretty boy and the mustache and everything.
Yeah, I think it's Bruce. Was he like Bruce Bucko or something?
There you go. By the way, dude, I keep coming back to what Tom...
He got the knife in his mouth. You couldn't draw that today.
The other Tom...
That couldn't be a character.
Oh, the knife in the mouth is fine. I think he had the Raiders with the swords in the head and stuff. That's okay. We can't do guns anymore as a society. We can't do that.
Or bullets.
Washington bullets. You know what Tom Kresnicki said that really kind of like opened both of our eyes and the guys in the back?
Yeah, and then Carter got in my ear, but yes.
Mac Jones has that it factor.
And they'd rather see Brock Purdy, if it was about winning, they would rather face Brock Purdy than face Mac Jones right now.
That's kind of crazy to me.
And it feels like everyone who's come on this station, you said, Carter, has been saying that.
Yeah, and you have some sound here on your board, Spadone, on the right there of Calais Campbell. If we don't remember, you guys remember when he said this?
You want a truthful answer? The truthful answer is I'd much rather fight against Mac Jones. And that's not a shot because Mac is a first-round talent, and you know he can do all the things.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been that defense. He hasn't been that offense a long time, so you know he just is still going through it. But with Brock, I mean, he's a master of the offense. He can make it go. I'm willing to play whoever they put in front of me, and we go out there and we go earn it. But we have a little bit of advantage, you know, with just a quarterback who hasn't been there as long in the offense versus somebody who's a master of it.
In fairness to Calais Campbell, who had a monster play in that game, that defense was ferocious for the Cardinals in that one.
Yeah.
Like they got the safety. It was the offense that kind of crapped the bed for him. And who was my guy? Zay Jones not holding onto the ball on that third down play, which would have iced it for him. I mean, the difference between winning and losing, and then Mac gets the opportunity, leads the team down the field. Eddie Pinheiro hits the game-winning field goal. The rest is history. But
if you ask Calais Campbell now, do you think he changes his opinion?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Maybe. I mean, Calais Campbell is like a future Hall of Famer. The guy is legit. So he knew. Like, he came from it. From a standpoint, like he just doesn't know the offense well. I think we can like put that to bed. He knows the offense. Mac, I picked this thing up very quickly.
Look, the offense was whether it's Kyle or it's Mac's fit. Like the offense clearly fits him.
Yes. Don and Conker's been hanging on tight. Wants to join the conversation about the quarterback play. 888-957-9570. When Tom Kresnicki, and who's Tom Kresnicki? The guy we just had on from Tampa Bay knows all things Buccaneers. So he's been viewing the Niners all week long. When a guy like that, the opposition is saying they fear Mac Jones more than Brock Purdy, and that Mac has the it factor. Like, do Niner fans agree that do they see an it factor with Mac Jones at all?
Yeah, well, he has it right now.
Well, but what does that mean? Because when you say Brock Purdy has an it factor, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but it just feels like that it factor, for whatever reason, hasn't... He had it on the final drive of making plays happen, but we haven't seen it because he's been hurt. Part of his it factor is making a play where there is no play to be made. Meaning, make a guy miss, scramble around, fire it downfield.
Before we get to the sound, and great job flipping the sound from Tom Kresnicki.
You know what I mean? Like his wings are compromised.
Yes.
They're not clipped. They're just compromised. Like, I feel it's unfair because like we're picking apart.
No.
Not you. I'm just saying all of us, Niner fans, we're picking apart Brock. He's played one game for a half a game uncompromised, and it feels like the other game and a half have been compromised. So I feel unfair, like, critiquing him this harshly.
Not even, and I'm not even trying to do that. Just put Brock Purdy to the side. I have never heard anyone say Mac Jones has an it factor, ever.
It just feels like right now he's humming. The offense is humming.
Don Concord wants to talk about the offense and the quarterbacks. What's up, Don? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning. 60 degrees here in beautiful Concord, you know.
Oh, look at that. You sound like you have like a North Dakota accent, you know. Continue.
No, you know. It's the harvest season out here in Concord. My fingers are a little bit sticky, you know.
What are you harvesting?
Carter and Sam doing?
What are you harvesting? They're putting,
oh, that sticky stuff. Skunky smell.
Sticky, icky, icky? Like Snoop Dogg?
In the words Tony Montana, got some for me?
So anyway, you know, Joe's, you don't have to worry about Big Mac Jones. He's going to bring the team together, the defense, the kicker. You know, don't call him Eddie Money. Everything's going to be all right down there in Florida. I'm not worried about that. Okay, so, you know, what are you guys doing next Friday, the 17th? We got a big show in Berkeley, you know, Friday night.
Who does?
17th. Oh, I'm probably going to be at the St. Cecilia's Festival. There, man.
So BB is bringing his girlfriend BB over to Berkeley. Bill Belichick is going to play his last football game in Berkeley.
Oh my God, Don,
you're calling it?
Cal football is ending the career of Bill Belichick?
Well, you know, BB, think about it. They're advertising his 24-year-old girlfriend. We're playing football, dude. Sagapulatelli. We're going to have the crew over there. 95-7. Go Bears.
That's a walk-off. That might be the call of the year right there. Don and Concord.
That's up there.
You know what? There is a reality. Like, that Cal football ends Bill Belichick's coaching career. Think about that.
Definitely not on my bingo card.
That is not. No one had that in the history of ever.
Curly, many years ago, I'm afraid Justin Wilcox is going to go to the Seahawks. And I was like, there's just not a chance in hell.
Wilcox is going nowhere.
Exactly. But if Wilcox ends Belichick's career, I'll give him that
what
point.
What if I told you that Justin Wilcox has a better chance of being a head coach in the NFL right now than Bill Belichick does? I'm just saying, his stock...
No, he needs to go to the Raiders and complete the arc.
His stock is at an all-time low. Like, we were talking, he's a Hall of Famer. And I think it was Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, had the tweet yesterday where he's just like, you know, a couple of years ago, it wasn't even a question that I thought Bill Belichick was the greatest head coach of all time. Now?
You guys see that UNC's on a bye week this week, and you see what Belichick's doing during the bye?
Did they lose the bye week?
Possibly. Belichick's on vacation with Jordan Hudson during the bye week.
Where are they?
Good for him.
I'm not sure where they went, but yeah, I guess he's out of town while the team's still on a bye week.
Martha's Vineyard? Where do you guys think he is? Wrong answers only. Where is Bill Belichick and his girlfriend vacationing this weekend?
888-957-957. Riding the teacup with his toddler girlfriend.
They have the little ears on.
They're at the Universal Studios at the Waterworld event.
My niece, Erin, she's in her 20s. She's like, Bill Belichick and the girl, ew. She just said it just like that, ew.
That's what everyone's saying.
Ew.
Sounds like Steiny.
By the way.
Could you imagine Steiny? At Disneyland, like honestly, come on, kids, let's go on.
So miserable,
dude. It would be hilarious.
You can't count.
I want to go to Star Wars Land.
You can't count.
Where's Galaxy's Edge?
Let me get this read in. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL at CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You know what he closely reminds me of all the characters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.